That hit guaranteed to put a smile on your face. 59th Street Bridge Song or Feeling Groovy. Simon and Garfunkel and the Beatles started the hour. This is the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. I did not hit a single note correctly, so I just plowed right through it.
I love it. You just join in any old time you want.
I'm not sure our guest would agree. On January 17th, when Toronto was buried by that epic blizzard, we longed for hot summer days. And here we are in the thick of it. Stifling temperatures, heat warnings, high humidity. In Europe, old weather records have been incinerated by a deadly heat wave that has melted airport runways and warped train tracks, and it sparked fires, and it's claimed lives. Our guest is David Phillips, senior climatologist with Environment Canada. Welcome back to the Morning Zoom, Dave.
Hey, thanks for inviting me aboard, guys. And you know, you're right, the Canadian way. You know, we complain about the heat and humidity and then want it when it's not here, and is it ever too cold for you? So, I mean, it's just the way things are in this country.
Dave, as a climatologist, I'm sure you're watching what's happening around the world. A record, all-time high temperature record broken in Britain this week at 40.2 degrees. All kinds of wildfires sparked by the heat in Europe, also in Western Canada. We've got a heat warning here. How concerned should we be about climate change?
Well, I think that's the big story. I mean, that's the issue. I mean, it, you know, when it comes to many kinds of weather elements, like tornadoes and thunderstorms and floods and heavy rains, you think it's climate change, and there could be an element very much related to that. It could be it's made it worse, climate change. But there's no question, guys, when it comes to heat wave, it's just not possible for nature to produce these kind of temperatures that we've seen. It's needed another ingredient, and that ingredient is people. What we do in terms of putting stuff in the atmosphere and turning surfaces that are green into gray, I mean, asphalt, building materials, tall skyscrapers, I mean, these retain the heat and store it and then release it, and boy, it just gets warmer, warmer, warmer. I never thought I'd be alive to see a 40-degree temperature in the UK, and yesterday it was 40.3, and it is just, I remember when it was 30 for the first time. I mean, that was about 15, 20 years ago, and chocolate melted in the store windows, and my gosh, it was quite something. But 40 degrees, I mean, they have records that go back to the 1700s. They've never seen a temperature like that.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, today, the high will be 26 or 27. It warms up on Sunday, but hey, this is like a breath of fresh air compared to what they've had yesterday and the day before.
So is that the most alarming, surprising thing that you've seen in recent years, Dave? Because you're taking a closer look at all this than we are. I mean, we care mostly about where we live, right? So
sure.
In terms of maybe climate change, or just what's been the most alarming weather change that you've seen?
Well, gee, it's hard to know where to start. I mean, I think last year, of course, the world was fixed on Canada with the heat dome out west. And, I mean, we saw 1,000 people dying this summer in Europe because of heat. And we're talking about the developed world. I mean, we're not talking about, you know, an area where they can't handle it as well. And last year we had 600 people in Alberta and British Columbia that died from that heat. I mean, you have a royal commission set up when 3 people die from a heat wave. I mean, that was extraordinary. I mean, you see temperatures very close to 50 degrees in Canada. And now to see this year where temperatures in Europe, I mean, they have warm spells, but it's the intensity of the warmth and the duration of it. You know, it used to be 1 or 2 day wonders, and then you get into a cooler kind of conditions. But these are going on so long, and it's these domes. It's like a big high pressure area that sits over and just won't leave, and it just bakes the ground and broils the air, and it's hard to exist under those conditions. And the other thing we have to remember, when we're hearing about these, you know, 50 degrees in Lytton, 31 today in Toronto, or 40 yesterday in London, England, we have to remember these are temperatures in the shade. I mean, my gosh, you go out in the sun, and you can add another 7 or 8 degrees. You can imagine the stress on the body. And so it's clearly we have to seek more shade, and what we're seeing in our cities is more gray infrastructure rather than green infrastructure. I mean, the value of a tree or a park, it's nature's air conditioning. And I think we've really come to realize that. You know, progress is not cementing over places and bulldozing and paving over. It's how much green space that you can create in a modern city.
Right, and Dave. Let's talk a little bit about Toronto. We're 1 month into our 3 months of summer. What can we expect for the rest of it?
Well, you know, the first half has been kind of comfortable. I called it like Goldilocks kind of weather, not too hot, not too cold. We've had about 8 days where the temperature's been above 30. It's about normal. But we think the second half of summer, the Labor Day, August, and the last part of July will be warmer than the first half. So people who like their summers warm, well, their time is coming. And so that's what our models suggest going ahead. The other thing I think we're going to see more of, a consecutive days of above 30. We've had one or two days here and there, but now we're going to see a week or even 10 days where we see those 30s. And that, from a health point of view, can be quite debilitating.
Mm-hmm. David Phillips, senior climatologist with Environment Canada. Stay cool, Dave, as you always do.
I will, guys. Thank you. Nice being with you. Bye-bye.